If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
And that's what life's about.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thank you, Steph. Get well soon.
Appreciate you. Leave me alone this summer.
Oh, that was AI, right?
No, that was him.
Evan, did he say leave him?
Appreciate you. Leave me alone this summer.
It's pretty arrogant.
That's, oh, but the chef is mad.
Makes him think people are interested in what he does in the summer.
Dude.
Yeah, try to make TV shows.
Yeah, as long as it's not the Olympics. How'd that work out, huh?
This is crazy.
How did he won a gold, Goo.
I tried to tell y'all.
That's true. Victory lap.
That's a victory lap for you.
I don't want it.
No, that's a victory lap.
Evan, I don't want it. I'm uncomfortable, but damn.
Might have cost him.
I really believe in Minnesota. That was their game one against the Warriors last night. That game, Evan called it a blowout. I thought it was close because they were down nine going into the fourth. See, I try to defend you, and then you come at me. Go ahead, finish, Mal. You think what? Oh, my gosh.
You think every game's close.
No, I know.
Think every game's a blast.
My boy Reg B has a saying on our chat, the Union City chat. He's going to his soaps. That means there's a blowout. He's going to watch his soap operas.
I say so documentaries.
Okay,
I'm going to watch Life in the Bush.
It's pretty good, but.
When'd you turn the game off, Steiny?
I
turned it off late third-ish.
Have you talked to the coach, honestly?
No. I'll hit him up after game.
Our transition decision making was diabolical.
That's pretty good, boy.
Let's go to Ro in the O.
Ro.
Hey, Ro, how you doing, man?
Top of the afternoon, fellas. How we doing?
Man, try to figure it out.
Okay, now, Goo, my brother, first and foremost, happy belated birthday.
Hope
you enjoyed it.
My man, 18.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, I got a lightweight bone to pick with you, Boo.
Go ahead.
Because I called this show a few weeks back a couple times about the Giannis, and you specifically told me that Jimmy Buckets was like our Giannis, and you didn't want Giannis.
You're right.
So now, right. You know, we all know what he did for our season. So now he didn't perform up to standards in the playoffs. And now it's like you on board now. So this, you know what this sound like to me? Just give me Janet Jackson vibes. What have you done for me lately?
Okay, let me do this, Ro, because I know you know from the O, relationships.
Yes, sir.
I used to be single. And when I was dating in a relationship, you come by the house, how are you and Sally? Oh, we're great. But then Sally cheats on me a week or two later. You come by the house and ask, hey, how you guys doing? It's over. And that's how I feel Jimmy did me those two games shooting 20 times. So that's why I changed.
So you don't give him the benefit of the doubt. He did give us a good game in game three. And, you know, he was playing off that injury that could have kept him out 2 weeks. He came back in one game. So you don't give him the benefit of the doubt at all. He gave us something in game three.
All right.
To a small degree, we might be living in the past, and that'd be a problem as Warrior fans.
Okay, Ro, I'll leave you with this. Hey, I'm not doing this, but it's real. It's out there, and it could be sour grapes. What about Dwayne Wade and Haslam going in on Jimmy not being aggressive and trying to, like they seen that movie. I'm my own man. I make my own decisions. But, Ro, I'm starting to feel like I ignored all that. This has happened before, maybe.
Okay, I will give you that.
Okay.
I am on your side with this one. Hypothetically, like I gave a hypothetical a couple weeks back, if we swapped out the cast of what we had with Giannis for Jimmy, I do say we win one more game at least.
Okay.
Because we lost four in a row. So I see where your pain is at.
Man.
I see where your pain is at. So don't get me wrong. I do feel you, but I just have to call you out on what you said a couple.
I got it.
Yeah,
he got that from you. I don't remember saying that.
What do you make of Giannis? Do you blame him for not winning a series against the Pacers?
Oh, if
Why
you
not?
Look at that team, it is desolate of talent.
And have you looked at the Warriors when they don't have Steph Curry?
I'm trying to get your drift.
My point is that even a guy as great as Giannis can't do it by himself, and I don't think any player can.
Well, if Curry wouldn't have got help, hold on.
That's right.
Giannis doesn't have, well, Dame got hurt. That was a Jimmy Butler per se, but I was going to say, you know, him going down, like, Dame didn't make the job easier. But Milwaukee, he got a coaches fired. They did everything for Giannis. You wanted Dame, you wanted Holiday, they ran him.
Right, but my point is that when they lost Damian Lillard, people probably said, we don't have much of a chance, even though they had Giannis. So when Steph Curry goes out, why did we think that they were going to be able to make hay against the Timberwolves?
Well, they choked off a game. Remember that?
They did not choke off a game. Remember, you and I look up, at things differently.
But, Stoney, they were up, what, 9 with 12 seconds left? Come on, the Pacers came back and won. Come on, you remember that. Purdy at 1:30.
Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, Valkyries, they take on the Washington Mystics, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones have the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX+. Pregame starts at 6:30, and coming up in 35 minutes, Brock Purdy is going to talk to the media. He is very rich right now.
I bet his suit color is green.
We also have a piece of news to pass down. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, officially named 2024-25 league MVP.
Good for him. What was going on? What was taking so long? And what happened to announcing it when you get the trophy before the playoff game?
They've done it this time.
No, Steiny, you
15 years. Remember
check
when,
out Gil's podcast with Kenyon Martin. Everybody was saying, oh, we're going to find out who wins between Denver. Like, the votes are already in, but it had gotten to that point of like.
They spread them out. All the votes are done before the end of the season,
yeah, so
and then they kind of spread them out.
Yeah, but.
Remember when Dirk Nowitzki got the MVP during We Believe?
Yeah, that was bad.
Right.
Not only because he lost, but he got it.
Right, so it's what they
so
do.
He'll be presented with it next game.
I guess.
Yeah.
And you know what? They'll lose that game. It never works. It just never works. Like when you hang a banner opening night, you lose. Seriously.
Oh.
Remember when they hung the banner, championship banner? Oh, no, that wasn't. Remember Durant's first game? Didn't they lose by like 40? But they weren't coming off a title.
Well, they hung a Western Conference Finals banner.
I'm going to say something. This is hashtag random because I missed you guys. Ask me what game I watched again from the past.
What game from the past did you watch, Koo?
Western Conference Finals 2016 at OKC. And I'm just going to say it right now.
Which game?
Game 6. Klay Thompson, offensively and defensively, has not been made since. That dude's legs were on Ferrari mode. And what we took for granted, watching him with the wet jumper, go guard his man and Curry's man for half of his career. Steiny, Klay Thompson is getting a statue.
Next question.
That dude was badass with stamina on one foul. I almost want to tear up.
You know my feeling on that.
He
one statue. One. Steph Curry.
Shaq and Kobe both have one.
That's great.
Okay, and...
But they were pretty much equal.
The Splash Brothers?
Klay Thompson is not in Curry's league as a player.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's nice. So, But my point is, Shaq and Kobe, they were like 50-50. Curry was 50, Clay was 25, or Clay was 30, and Draymond's 20. Can't have, if, what about Draymond? So you get a statue too? You're going to make three statues. Three statues.
I didn't get Draymond. No, who?
Durant? No.
Iggy.
Iguodala.
You know what? Here's what you should do, Goo. Here's what I think
Draymond
would be a good idea.
Draymond, get one for the 16 finals.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's vintage you. Let's do three statues. Draymond, Clay, and Curry. And while we're at it, let's put participation trophies on the statues. So everybody gets one. Everybody gets one.
No, I'm being real. Clay Thompson was badass. Everybody knows it. It is a shame what happened, but man, that dude, Steiny, he was incredible.
A long time
Curry
ago.
Curry misses that. Another catch and shoot, womp, womp. Like, I'm watching old games now for throughout the playoffs. I'm go to YouTube and put in old games. Evan, it's incredible. Clay is on the team.
Yeah, but he's not aging. Guys don't age. These guys are all playing at the same level.
I love my downtime. Yeah. I really do.
I mean, I really You're right. There's
you just know, reminded, and Draymond looks like a kid playing. He had offense. Now he's smoking layups.
I'm saying it. I don't think they should have three statues. I think they should have one of Curry, and then the other guys get their numbers
but
retired.
Not Clay. You're being serious. 37 and a quarter.
Was Scottie Pippen less valuable to the Bulls than Klay Thompson was to the Warriors?
Oh, no.
Okay, is there a statue of Pippen?
But
no,
there was some friction that went on there.
It's just Michael Jordan.
Well, if you want to right a wrong, you go put one of Pippen. There's no reason that shouldn't, but...
What about Rodman?
Exactly.
I have no problem with Dennis.
Right, you want to give everybody a statue. You're like Oprah.
What about Paxson?
He made a big shot. BJ Jordan made a big shot.
Yeah. Too. Tony Kerr. Steve.
Yeah.
I wonder how much he talks to Mike Kerr.
Probably not a lot. Why would he want to? Michael's a jerk. You
he's
hate when
be
I say
NBC.
That, don't
yeah,
you?
I want to fight you.
Yeah, he's not
he's
a good
gonna
guy.
He's going to be on NBC next year. We're going to see a different side of him. They're going to. They told Mike, just be you.
I think it's hilarious how NBC is probably getting the vibe that you know, Mike's going to be able to get a lot of famous people to come on with him. And they're going to realize the harsh reality that no one wants to come
now,
on
Evan,
with Michael
why
Jordan.
Why would you think sinister like that? You're rubbing off on him.
Michael Jordan has friends. The friends he has are friends because they suck up to him. Jeff Van Gundy said it. And he was right.
No, he did he really
he was,
say
yes.
it?
Yes. Remember, he said he was a con man.
You don't think Curry has people sucking up to him or trying to? You gave him your jersey.
Well, Curry's a nice guy. Like, Curry is a nice guy.
But, okay, real quick, on the Bull Doc, what was it? The one we watched during the pandemic.
Last Dance?
Yeah. The Ushers loved Michael. Michael took care of the
You think Jordan
one.
Came off good in that?
No, that's a different story.
Okay.
He was a killer.
Think about it. He had final say in it. He still didn't look great in it, but he had final say.
He never went to a game seven, partner.
I know. Because he lost.
Larry has.
He
Magic
lost
has.
For the first half of his career. And you just don't want to acknowledge that.
While putting. And he had Dave Corzine.
That's
Granville
right.
Granville Waiters.
And Jimmy Butler had Pajemski. And Jimmy Butler had Heald. And Jimmy Butler had Post. Like, you of all people who love Michael Jordan should be able to acknowledge that when he didn't have good teammates, he was not going to be able to advance in the playoffs. Period. End of story. It wasn't until he got better teammates around him that he began to make hay in the playoffs.
I mean, you're talking about when he was a baby, but he still scored 63 and 49 collectively against one of the best defensive teams in the league.
They weren't. The Celtics were not one of the best defensive teams.
They were champs.
They started three white guys. How good could they have been defensively?
They were tall white guys.
Well, the Celtics currently have like four white guys.
Dude, they can ball.
You got any problem with SGA winning the MVP right after?
I don't. I want to spread around. Yeah.
Minnesota?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Valkyries and Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed, in San Francisco.
Evan, I don't. I like it spread out, spread the wealth, and it's just like Jordan. He could have won MVP every year. Kobe, too, I believe that. So SGA is deserving. My brother, Reggie.
Kobe wasn't even the MVP on his own team.
Well, they gave it to Nash. We won't even talk to that. But listen, Sonny, I like that SGA got it. And Jokic can get it every year. I saw some stuff from Jokic I didn't like. But maybe he was tired.
What, 72 triple-doubles? You didn't like that?
I'm talking about the playoffs.
Shut down by Caruso.
You didn't like 40-20, 16?
Your thoughts on SGA getting MVP?
Well, Goo, you should know my thoughts because I have told you over the years how I determine my most valuable player.
I forgot.
Okay, I'll tell you. This is how I figure out who I would theoretically vote for. The first thing you need are the NBA standings, okay?
All right.
When you're looking who's going to be the MVP, first thing you do, let's look at the standings, okay? Now let's make a list of the best teams in the NBA by standings, okay? Who was it this year? Oklahoma City. All right. Does Oklahoma City have a candidate that should be that can be MVP? And the answer is yes. You stop right there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the MVP. He played on the best team in the regular season, and they won more games than anybody else. He averaged 30-something a game. That's the way I do it. That's why, like, Duncan should have been MVP. I don't know how many
Evan,
times
you
he got
any problems
it.
With SGA?
No, he certainly was last night. My God.
By the way.
Minnesota.
By the way, we hadn't even. Come on. Talk to us now.
You can. Listen, call in. Give me grief about Minnesota.
No, we want to know what you saw.
You're nervous.
They played.
What you saw? What did you see?
I told you. I saw the same game one last night.
I think it was a little better last night because they got to the fourth quarter, Stoney. I know Evan thought it was a blowout.
I mean, just
Julius Randle. What happened to him in the second half?
Oh, my God. He's like Jimmy Butler. Let's rake him over the coals. Let's call him gutless.
You're mine, man.
Let me tell you why.
Lost by 30.
A lot of people saying T-Wolves had to play against the refs, too.
That's BS.
You're going to find out. Best whistle in the world.
You're going to find out the kind of admirable fan I am. The Wolves didn't deserve any calls last night. Let me tell you the difference between the Minnesota Timberwolves, one of the differences between playing the Warriors and OKC. What's the strength of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's game? Like, what's one of the things?
Mid-range.
Thank you. Yeah. Mid-range. Yeah.
But Hunt fouls now. He didn't turn into Harden.
But he's a mid-range guy.
Yeah, I love it.
Which means he can make Minnesota pay if Gobert's in or if he's out.
I got you.
Now think about your two favorite players on the Warriors. Did Moses Moody make a mid-range shot all year long?
Pods worked on it and hit some.
Oh, yeah. You have it in the playoffs.
Hook shot.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Pods went wrong when he did the celebration of the, what did he call it, Evan?
Decelebration.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
That's what I'm calling
that's
it.
That's what it went
that's
bad.
That's a great one. I didn't realize that.
Anyway, but yeah, we get your drift. I think they got action.
Who?
But I am offended as a basketball connoisseur that you're calling the game, the playoffs, one way, but Shai seems to be getting a different whistle. As great as he is, Twitter was going crazy. Stoney, it's awful.
Okay.
You can't breathe on him.
Okay.
Oh, Shai Phil.
Goo.
Phil.
Goo. Is this the first NBA playoffs you've watched?
Not.
Okay. So what often will happen in the playoffs is a game like that will occur. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will get to the line a lot. And then game two, it'll even out a little
bit. It's like, okay, rest. He can't miss a shot, Evan. Every time he misses, it's a foul. It's out of control.
I'm more concerned with the fact that we're probably never going to see Stoney wear that Wolf shirt again.
Dude, well, yeah, you will.
Is he going jinx? Could you have jinxed him by wearing it?
No.
We'll find out. They got a game tomorrow.
You're quaking.
I asked you in the green room, is Brock Purdy's jump from where he was drafted and what he was getting paid to what's about to transpire today at 1:30, we'll carry it here live on 95.7 The Game, is it the best story in sports? And you kind of hit me because you said no. And what was your answer?
The biggest story in sports right now is the Knicks.
That is
And much as I hate them.
That is a dope.
And their fans.
It's a party. Evan, everybody, Tracy Morgan's there, everybody.
They threw a garbage bag at somebody.
Yeah, I didn't like, twice. It's a party in New York until they lose.
On the text line, day late and a dollar short from the 510. Hey, Goo, I absolutely love the idea of bringing Wiggins back. That was about 90 minutes ago.
But still.
These things happen.
Are you a little backed up on the Odyssey app?
We tried to.
How you feeling? It's kind of good.
It is.
All right.
It's better. I forgot we're doing that meeting today, though.
What meeting?
Show meeting, remember? We're doing it today rather than tomorrow. We could do it tomorrow still now.
Yeah, you go for it.
Hey, that is so, boy. It's
that's right. Evan's not here tomorrow.
Yeah. San Antonio. My man traveling.
Another wedding.
No, he's not going to.
This one ain't a wedding.
Oh.
I told.
Go ahead, tell everybody.
Well, I don't need details.
Evan's going to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my teammates from college is the hitting coach for the Padres AA team.
I want to see film of you on the bump. Can you provide some of that?
I don't know.
I want to see it.
There's numbers out there somewhere. Some are far more kind than others.
Yeah. Let me tell you what's not happening.
Tell me.
We went to Topgolf.
Oh, when?
Over the weekend. When we were down.
How was it?
You
stink.
My cousin was so. My Facebook photos when I went and golf with you and I lit Slim and
those.
No.
Ahead.
And it was everything.
It's your profile pic.
Thank you, Evan. He really thought that I was making strides golfing, and I hadn't picked up a club in umpteen months. I go, dude, you understand this is not real. He was like, nah, your swing is off.
It's terrible.
No. Would I have to tell that story for you to double back months because later to say it's not terrible?
You don't take a full swing. You don't know how to take a full swing. You bring it half up and you're all tense and you don't take a full swing.
But when we golfed that day, you never said the swing is terrible.
Well, it's like the first time you take a jump shot. You're not going to kill someone on their form.
Well, I'm still doing that, Evan.
No, but he's not even close to what a golf swing looks like.
So why wouldn't you? I'm really getting mad that you didn't say this when you took my golf virginity in the Berkeley course. You were pumping me up.
That's right.
Now it's the worst swing you ever seen?
One of.
Dude, wow.
Dude, I was trying to encourage you.
I feel like you lied to me.
No, I was encouraging you. Go get a. I told you. What did I say? Goo, go get a lesson. Get a lesson. Although I think you had one with a guy.
Yeah.
Well, but he
Mike Souza.
Yeah, he gave it to you for free, though, so I don't know how much.
It's like your boy in the Timberwolves, his first free throw last night. Who's that guy?
Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, no, Jaylen, shot it off the left side of the backboard.
That was a great line by Jefferson.
He's moving up the charts, Richard.
I kind of like him.
But let's be honest. I hope Bob's not listening, and I love Stephen A. My friend, Stephen A.
Yeah, be careful.
Malika, all the games should be on TNT.
Yeah, it's going away now. Yeah, there aren't going to be any.
They'll be on ESPN.
I might want to retire that one. They will. Simulcast.
What's Brock Purdy going to say?
Dude. Ask for 65?
I'd like to thank the 49ers organization.
I just want to know what you do with the money.
You put it in the bank.
No,
not everybody's like you.
But no, he could go splurge and steal. Oh, my.
Purdy's probably going to bury it.
He's not.
Give me every Rolex ever made, every color, Evan, and that's still not a deal.
He's going to clean out every Bugle Boy slack.
I'm Floyd Mayweather. And you still got money.
You know, this bothers me from the 925. That's because Steiny's fake guru. Oh, really?
Pal? I've never heard fake guru.
So let me get this straight. Goo picks up a golf club for the first time in his life, and I'm playing with him. I'm supposed to say, guru, you stink. That stinks.
No, that would have helped, though, a little more.
I said, goo. I tried to keep it positive.
But you left me thinking that I didn't stink, and hearing it now, it's worse.
Everyone stinks the first time they swing.
Well, not your swing, Evan. I saw you move your knee, your hips, and then my cousin
like Tiger Woods. For 15 years, like I have some sense of how to use a golf club.
You're like pods. You need to be coddled. You need to be coddled.
No, I've coached people before. I give them the real.
On golf?
Eddie House. You got to bring your young Eddie House. What happened to him? When Pro won a ring, Evan.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Nobody remembers him, though, anymore.
Please. He's doing pre and post for Boston.
Nobody remembers
him.
He's
got a podcast with Bibby. Yeah.
Mike Bibby?
Yeah, head coach of the Hornets.
He's been lifting weights.
It's all he's
done. See how big he's? Big he's? All right. Yep. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'll get to Pat and Warrior and Phoenix. Hold on one sec, guys.
People saying when you bench 350, that's why I'm tight.
Stop!
Every golfer lifts weights these days. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I am Jake Paul.
Okay, there we go. It's bothering me.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to have the Brock Purdy press conference. We're going to have it live, 1:30. He's meeting the media down in Santa Clara after signing that big boy deal. And we'll take you down there at 1:30-ish.
Everything.
I'm waiting for the movie. And I know Shasky and Spadoni hit me with the movie of Kurt Warner, the Hall of Famer, who won a Super Bowl, you know, and was bagging groceries and wasn't drafted.
All right.
That kind of supersedes this one.
Well, this would be one of the most boring movies of all time.
Why would it be?
Because Brock Purdy's about as boring as you can get. He just is. He's a great
guy. What's wrong with boring?
Well, it doesn't sell on the big screen. You see what I'm saying? Nobody likes a boring movie. I mean, what's Purdy bring to the table? Charisma? Riz?
No, he's got the cockiness. He believes like
I don't
Cox
believe he's. I think he's very humble.
Stoney, you don't get to the be where he's at, not cocky. No, my point.
Quiet confidence.
Okay, there we go.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
Yeah. We don't have the ha-ha.
Because cocky, when you display it, is arrogance, right? Pods have. What does Pods have? Quiet confidence. No, he displays it with the D-cell move. I love him for it. He don't care what you think.
You just said the previous segment you didn't like it.
No, I didn't like him celebrating. You're too young. And the basketball guy showed you. You're doing that in the playoffs there.
Let's go to Pat in Foster City. He's been waiting for a while. Thanks for hanging in there, Pat.
Yeah, happy hump day.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to the talk about Jimmy Butler, and I guess one of my observations on this is that, you know, they didn't draft Butler to be a backup to Steph Curry. Mm. So to kind of expect him to come in there and, you know, be the backup, if you will, his skill sets are so different. I mean, we always talk about how complementary, that's the word we always talked about with Butler. He's so complementary to the team, especially complementary to Curry. And if you're complementary, it means you're different. You're bringing something different to the stew, right? You're not the same spice.
Right. Yeah. So
when Curry went out, you know, what are you missing? Well, you're missing outside shooting and you're missing getting your own shot. That's what you're missing more than anything. That's not who Jimmy Butler is. That's definitely not what Jimmy Butler is. That's pretty low down on his, you know, skill set, if you will. So I don't think that detracts at all from his lack of greatness, Butler, because you look at the best players all time in the NBA, people we would all say are great basketball players. How would Kareem done with Curry being out? Is he going to kind of fill the role? Or how about Magic or Shaq or even Tim Duncan or Bill Russell? All great players, but they're not going to step up and say, okay, we'll fill the void because Curry's hurt. Now, people like LeBron would, Jordan probably could, Kobe probably could, Larry Bird probably could, because they have a similar skill set. But it doesn't mean that, you know, to me, it doesn't mean that Butler's not as good as we thought. It's just he's not as good as, you know, stepping up when Curry's out. Now, if Green were out, okay, now it's a different story because Butler can rebound and he can play defense and he can distribute. So now we're not really missing much, if you will. The key ingredient is not missing. But with Curry, you know, you're taking away a really unique spice, if you will. And there's not too many, I don't think there's probably hardly anyone that could replace him, and kind of make up for that. So I think it's a little unfair to be too critical of Butler for what he does. And I guess the last thing I'll leave you with, I think, you know, optimistically, I'm trying to look at this next season optimistically, but curious what your guys' take is. But, you know, next year, although all these guys are going to be older, they're going to have a time to play together, you know, in preseason and through the whole season. That's got to be worth something. And then the other thing is that they're not going to be faced with, you know, 2.5 months of essentially playoff basketball as soon as we got Butler. It's kind of like that situation, right? So that's going to wear you down. So there's going to be times this next season where, you know, maybe we'll have with a good lineup, you know, be able to rest those players in the fourth quarter and not play them like we did down the stretch. So that's, I'm kind of looking at it optimistically, but those are my 2 points. So
thanks, Pat. Good stuff. Appreciate it. Well, he disagreed with you.
Yeah. I'm not one of those guys. He got me thinking of all these.
Anyway. By the way, the 707's right. Magic sat in Kareem's seat on the plane and played center.
I miss winning time.
So guess what? Yeah, Butler's not as good as Magic.
All right,
oh, my
let's
God,
do
there's
this.
A news flash.
Let me get, all right, you and Evan. Scottie Pippen or Jason Tatum?
Pippen.
Evan?
Well, as far as what?
He does this all the time.
No, who would you take? There's no wrong answer. And I got a few more.
I guarantee you people will say I'm wrong.
No, I mean, it's hard to go against the guy with 6 rings.
But I was hoping, because you're one of the smartest guys I know with me, that you would look past the rings and just the player.
Well, I think Tatum's probably overall more well-rounded player, but
it's
I
close.
Mean, if I'm, well... I mean, Scottie Pippen can't shoot like him.
Well, you know what?
I think Scottie Pippen was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, perimeter defender of all time.
Okay.
If you break basketball up into offense and defense, I give him a 50 for defense. Offense, maybe he gets a 38. So that's 88. Right. Tatum.
Wow.
Give
I'm
me
not four, mad.
40 and 40.
All right, so this one might be controversial, but I'm going to ask it.
We got a minute.
No, I was going to say if Pippen was the best player on the team, it's different, but I'd take him over Tatum.
Here we go. Kyrie or Isaiah?
Isaiah.
I'm going Kyrie.
Okay.
Just at the game of the gifts. And Zeke had him, too. Don't get me wrong. I think Kyrie Irving is a wizard, man.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right. We got to go.
Isaiah Thomas was the best player on two championship teams. Kyrie Irving was the second best player on one championship
team. I met the criteria.
You sure did, Zeke.
But I wasn't.
Yeah, and you think that's funny, what your guy did to him.
He said it was magic, not him.
Yeah, okay.
Yikes.
Yeah, okay. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to go down to Santa Clara and hear from Brock Purdy, the newest franchise quarterback. Let's call it that. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
49ers in a shambles.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Sometimes you see something on Twitter and we weren't able to get it done. These things happen. You're working 20 different things at a time. There's negotiating tactics. We tried to.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. So swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. You're done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons. All right. Coming up momentarily, we're going to take you down to Santa Clara. Brock Purdy is doing a press conference in the wake of him signing a monster deal with the San Francisco 49ers. So we're going to go down and take that live when he comes to the podium. And so you won't miss anything. But he's not there yet.
I'm excited, man.
For a press conference?
Let's see what he's wearing. Money green.
He's going to be wearing a polo.
He might not even have a suit on. You're right.
49ers polo. That's what I got.
You don't like this guy I'm about to bring up. We just talked about him. But nobody. I can't stand what Ann Edwards is doing. He looks like a rapper. Nothing wrong with rappers. Michael Jordan used to wear a suit that made him look like $1 million after a game. Coming to and leaving. What these young dudes are doing is just, it's out of control. No shirt underneath. Just, I don't understand it, but Ant, step it up a little bit with the wardrobe. Jordan used to look crisp.
Real quick, can we make a bet? I'd like to bet that the first thing out of Brock Purdy's mouth has something to do with God.
I'm not taking that bet.
Nothing wrong with God.
Well,
oh my gosh.
I mean, he's
come on, man. I mean, thank the Almighty.
He's not had a good stretch recently. You got to acknowledge that. There's so much pain and suffering in this world. I just expected a little more from him. You know, now.
Well, the Warriors season, Curry got hurt.
He used to be, you know, yeah. He's kind of like Jimmy Butler. God's best days are behind him.
Yeah.
Wearing down.
All praise to the Most High.
By the way, you know, and I've said this before.
Oh, Ant-Man does rap.
So do you.
Evan, too.
What's that mean? All right, go do a couple more of these while we kill time.
Oh, okay.
You said you had
a bunch. I got a few. Shaq or David Robinson?
Shaq.
You and Evan.
Shaq.
Evan?
Yeah, Shaq. Okay. I never saw a bunch of Robinson, though.
He's good.
Magic or Stockton?
Oh, come on, Goo.
Magic.
Come on. I'm one of Stockton's biggest fans,
dude. I think Stockton's great.
So why would you say it like that?
Because Magic's an all-time great.
Okay, but had you put Stockton on that Laker team, how many chips are they losing, or how many chips do they not get?
Okay, take Stockton, and you'll be a laughing stock. Go ahead, take John Stockton over Magic Johnson. And you wonder why your credibility is running wild now.
I'm just throwing stuff at the wall.
Well, that's a bad one.
What about this is a classic one I've always heard. Barkley or Malone?
And that's a good one.
I'm going Barkley. I love me some Malone, but Barkley was a bad ass.
That's a good one.
I'm going Chuck.
That's a good one. I got to take
answer. So we can get some more.
You know, one of the things that's not something to ridicule is when people actually think about an answer. The first answer isn't necessarily the right one. You should know that.
Oh, man. Barkley, go ahead. This is a tough one. It could be the toughest.
Exactly, 415. I think age is getting to God. He's getting up there.
I'm uncomfortable, so
I don't. So what?
But I got, hurry up, I got one more that's great. Barkley or Malone?
I'll take Malone. Longevity is unbelievable.
Who you taking, Evan?
And look at how Malone's been an Iron Man. In fact, I always like to do this.
Who you taking, E?
I like Barkley better.
Because he's got the shoes.
Well, he's a better.
And he's got less issues.
Yeah. All right, well, wow, good. Look at you guys. I know how to leave stuff off. This is one that means something to me, Stoney. Sean Kemp or Amari Stoudemire?
Stoudemire.
I mean, boy, Kemp gets no love. Evan, I know that's before your time. S-Fly was a
So, this is why I'm taking Karl Malone. Games played. 81, 82, 82, 80, 82, 82, 81, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 81. 49, strike shortened 50-game season. 82, 81, 80, 81. And those, and I think he's got like 7 or 9.
He was
missed
Iron
games,
Man.
And more than half of them were suspensions. They weren't injury.
Okay, so Tim Duncan, Malone.
Oh, Tim Duncan.
See why? That's why I feel like why the,
Tim Duncan
such that energy.
Now ask me
on
Tim
that.
Duncan or Shaq.
Tim Duncan or Shaq.
Tim Duncan. I'm taking Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is the most unrecognized great player of all time. Like if you said
they should have one more ring if Pop didn't take your boy out.
I mean,
if
somebody said they take Tim Duncan over Bird, I'd be like, yeah, I could see that.
Wow.
Yeah, Pop, Duncan was the man. I know, he didn't have the ha-ha.
No,
didn't like
I like
it.
Well, speaking of the ha-ha, because Goo brought this one up last night in the text thread, inadvertently. SGA or James Harden?
I'm taking prime James Harden, and I mean it. That dude will forever... Just go ahead, Steiny. Prime Harden was he did think SGA's a foul merchant.
Were you going to say unstoppable?
No, I'm just
unbelievable. Don't say that.
Go ahead.
Because Klay Thompson would lock him up when the chips were down.
That's why he had the Warriors with Durant down 3-2. Chris Paul blew his hammy. I remember.
Harden's got a better track record. I mean, he's been around longer.
I like SGA. I just don't like the whistle he's getting.
Well.
But he does have that midi.
You said they were similar, so I just was curious what you thought.
Dan Marino or Elway?
Marino.
Elway's got 2 E.
I think Elway.
I'll go
because Elway, like Marino.
Damn.
Marino's a better pocket passer.
Okay, gotcha.
But Elway could get yards if he needed to.
Oh my God, he could.
Yeah, give Marino a 2,000-yard rusher. I think he'd be all right.
Wow. Montana or Bradshaw? who's got four?
Montana.
Well, I know where you work at, but F is
just... Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy?
Hurts.
Now, why?
Is he won a Super Bowl, and I was listening when I was out, and you brought up another. I went in on Hurts.
Oh, we got Brock Purdy. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going down to Santa Clara, ladies and gentlemen. Brock Purdy is meeting with the media in the wake of his new contract. Take a listen, everybody.
You see all these guys on TV, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and you want to be that one day. And for me, what I realized, it just doesn't happen overnight. Like, you got to go through good, bad, tough times, hard workouts, all the things to get there. And how you respond to adversity and all the things. But, man, am I grateful to be able to just stay the course. And this is just my story. I haven't tried to live out anybody else's story. It's just been where God has had me, and I've been all in on it. And I'm extremely grateful to be in this position.
We got technical difficulties.
Choppy.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Yeah. Give me some more.
We'll keep it to the hoop. Give me a second. Rick Barry, Jerry West.
Jerry West.
How big of that? Like, talk to me about the gap. Like, is that smaller than a lot of people would think?
Well, I mean, in fairness, I didn't see them both a lot, but there is nobody who has ever said Jerry West wasn't the real deal.
Wow, man.
Like, just, he was snake bitten. He didn't win a lot of titles. What, he win one, maybe two? I can't remember. And the one he won, he didn't enjoy it. Rick Barry was a bad boy, though.
Man, I love that. I believe it.
I mean, I'll put it to you this way. Rick Barry would take Rick Barry.
All right, got you. No doubt. I think Jerry would take Jerry.
I'm pretty sure he would take himself over Bird. Rick would take himself. Rick was great. Rick was on.
What was the best part of his game? The shooting?
He wasn't a great shooter.
I look at him like that?
He was streaky. He was a great passer.
All right,
A great passer. And he had this, let me tell you what he could do. He could raise up for a jump shot, and at the last minute, he would throw a pass. He had this gift.
Not Jimmy Butler-like off one foot. You know what I'm saying? Going nowhere.
Okay. No. Not even close.
All right.
Not even close.
Man, a lot of people saying Rick was great.
Rick was great. And Rick was a great, great player. Carmelo Anthony or Andre Iguodala? That's not even close. Carmelo Anthony.
What about Melo or Dominique?
Dominique.
I would agree. But Stoddy, that's close to me.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, like when you talk about Butler, you know, Wilt Chamberlain's widely considered the greatest player of all time by far.
I think we got it. We got the audio.
Oh, we got it back.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna try it again with Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of faith in obviously my agent and the Niners that we were gonna get something done. Didn't know when exactly, but you know, being here for phase one was huge for me.
When we last talked to you about 4 months ago, you were going to take a month off from throwing the football, give your arm and shoulder some time to rest. I assume you did that since you're throwing now, but how's that? How's your health? And then, I mean, if you go back 2 years, you weren't even starting your throwing program yet. Does this kind of blow you away that you've come this far in the 2 years since that time, whether you knew where your career was headed?
Yeah. To answer your first part, my body feels great. Feel really healthy and 100%. And so it's just finding ways to get better. You know, obviously just with the new guys and running routes and watching the film and applying that to the field with the ways that we can right now. And then, yeah, just 2 years ago, obviously coming off of surgery, I didn't have OTAs, and even, camp for me was, you know, 2 days on, 1 day off. So I was missing a day. And, so just being grateful that I'm out there and actually getting better and throwing and having an off season to work on fundamentals has been huge. And obviously I said that last year, but this year, you know, we didn't make the playoffs and we had some time away to actually decompress and think about, you know, how the season went and actually do some real reflection. The year before Super Bowl and got married, and it just went so fast, and boom, we're right into the next season. But man, was I itching to come back and just excited to get back with the guys and just the energy and all the guys' mindset now coming back, man. The locker room, the workouts, in the weight room, the film room, you name it. Like, there's a new kind of like re-energized feeling around the facility. So, yeah, it's an exciting time. So,
how involved were you with the process? And are there any terms or specific things that you felt strongly about that needed to be in that negotiation?
I mean, obviously my agent did the negotiating, but would just keep me updated, you know, throughout the week and certain big moments and conversations that were had with the Niners. And then he would just call me and update me. And we both, before the whole thing started, sat down and we were like, all right, this is our vision. This is hopefully what we can get out of it and get what you deserve and have earned and go from there. But obviously we want to, you know, make sure that we're working together with our organization and setting up everybody for success. It's not just for me to get all the money as much as I can, but also like, hey, let's surround yourself with a great team and players and a great locker room and all those things matter. So we definitely talked about that. And then, like I said, he would just update me periodically, but, you know, there were some things that we wanted in there to protect me down the road and whatnot in the contract and the language and all that stuff. But he did an amazing job with handling that and then breaking it down to me, like what it is, what it means, and what we need to get, what we can give up, all that kind of stuff. That's just negotiating. And so, like I said, he did an amazing job and I'm very proud of him.
What is the balance that you feel that you see is different? Is it a stark contrast to last season where there was some contract drama up and down, and now you've got not only your contract done, but George and Fred? Does that kind of settle everything?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every year there sort of has been someone that it's like, man, you'd like to get them done, and it's gone on pretty late. And whether that has affected the locker room or not, I'm not really sure. I don't want to just pinpoint something, but this year, having the guys done and being able to get back to work and be around the guys in the locker room and just like build our culture and standard really from the ground up with all the new guys that we have. It's been pretty cool. And everybody's bought in right now, and we're excited, obviously, to do like more team activities and stuff as we move along the off season. But man, it's hard to explain, but the young guys, the older guys, everybody's is bringing it right now. And I think it's just so important that we're just around each other a lot, doing little different activities and continuing to build chemistry. Like, that's the kind of stuff that matters, man. When you get late in the season and things get tough and you go through some tough things as a team, like, you want to be able to know the guy next to you and what he's about and that he's going to have your back and everything like that. So, anyways, having the contract stuff done, it's been a huge blessing for the whole team and organization.
You wanted to set everyone up for flexibility. Do you mean you maybe left something on the table in an effort to help roster construction going forward?
I think where we ended up was exactly where we needed to be. I'm extremely happy with where we ended, and I know the Niners are too. And you know, with that being said, man, like for me, it's all about football now. And you know, however, obviously they use the cap space and all that kind of stuff, like, that's not my job. My job is to now go and win games and lead this team. But I'm extremely happy and grateful for where we ended with. And hopefully that answers your question.
The no trade clause important to you, that it was in there?
I think it's important, yes, but also that's something that, you know, my agent and I discussed with, you know, what other quarterbacks have around the league and stuff in their contract. But, you know, for me, was it going to be a determining factor in signing it or not? No. Like, we were very grateful that we had it in there, but at the end of the day, like I said, everything else that the contract entails, we're extremely excited about. So we're just grateful how it turned out.
What sort of advice did you get from the guys in the building that have gone through this, specifically George and Fred? And does it help at all to go through this at the same time they're going through it again?
A little bit, yeah. I think they did a great job, you know, just giving me a heads up, like, hey, man, this is how negotiating is. And obviously it's a business, but this is sort of what you can expect. This is, you know, what we experienced and went through, and don't hang your head on this or that. Like, they did a great job with, you know, giving me some real good advice going into it. Same with Bosa and all those guys. And then obviously they're going through an extension at the same time, and everybody's contract and situation is different. We're not all in the same exact boat, but just when it comes to the negotiating, you want to get a deal done. You want to have that stress off your shoulders and just focus on football. So I think we were all able to relate in that way. But yeah, man, those guys definitely looked out for me and gave me a heads up.
Every contract's different, Brock. So what did you learn about the situation, the business, the team, yourself?
Yeah, I think, man, I just love playing football. I love getting around the guys in the locker room, and that's what I want to make the main thing. And so something that I learned throughout the process is, hey, man, like, how can I, even though we're going through this business side of things, how can I still be present in the locker room and love on these guys and build trust and character within the whole organization, even though this contract negotiation thing is going on? I didn't want to lose who I was throughout all the process. I feel like you've seen stories and things around the league at times where people can act uncharacteristically and you know, because they might be hearing some things. But for me, what I've learned is it is a business, but that doesn't mean I have to change. I can continue to be who I am and stay true to that and have faith that it'll get done.
Brock, there's an idea that you're such a nice guy and been paid relatively little, and that you were just, you're so nice that you weren't going to, you know, drag these things out and everything. I mean, is there any element of that? Because at the same time, this is your market, you've earned this. I guess, was there a balance between, hey, I don't want to make this difficult, but I also want to, you know, get what I deserve?
Yeah. Man, I have so much respect for everybody in this organization from the top down. And so I think they know who I am and what I'm about. And I don't know if there was a narrative of Brock's going to take a pay cut because he's a nice guy or this or that. But for me, it's, man, I play in the NFL. There's 32 starting quarterbacks, and those guys, like, it's not the easiest job in the world. And for me, with what I've done and everything, I could hang my hat on the fact that, you know, I've had success in this league and I'm capable of leading an organization all the way to the end, the Super Bowl. I've proved that. And so for me, it's, I know who I am, and I'm going to, you know, obviously want to get what I deserve, but also surround myself, like I said, with guys around me and not just try to take every penny for myself. That's the whole point of negotiating. You know, you go throughout that, you try to meet in a middle ground, and where we ended, man, I'm extremely grateful and happy with. So, yeah.
This offseason started with 6 or 7 starters leaving and not a lot coming in. And meanwhile, you got your own negotiations. What were you thinking during that period? Were you communicating with 49ers, always saying, we're going to get to you, this is not across the board cutting? What was the kind of the messaging back and forth then?
I mean, they are, like, called my agent and we're definitely talking pretty early. And so for me, I knew that, you know, they know and think that I was a priority at the time, even though there was a lot of changes and turnover happening within the organization and players. So I knew that they were thinking about me and that they were talking to my agent and stuff. But like I said, with the timing of how these contracts and things happen, they don't just happen overnight. Like, there's a process to it. And I was just where I was at with my life, being with my wife and training and not trying to get consumed with, I need to get this done by next week or the week after. You know, my mindset was it could take however long it takes, but I need to get better this off season. And obviously I was finding out, just like everybody else, with my teammates leaving and going to other teams and places. And I was extremely happy for them getting paid and all that kind of stuff. But I also understand that, man, that's the nature of the sport. It's a business, and players go to different places and stuff, and you got to bring in new guys and build up a new culture and team, and that's part of it. But I didn't get consumed by it. Obviously, it does, you know, suck when you build up this brotherhood, and, you know, Dre Greenlaw was my locker room partner and right next to me, and then now he's gone, and it's like, man, you know, that stinks. But it's part of the game. So. Still trying to comprehend it a little bit. So.
John mentioned, you mentioned earlier that you had big up and down moments throughout the negotiation, being prepared for those. What were one or two moments along the way that maybe helped you believe it was getting done, or even maybe the opposite way, that it was going to take a while?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was just an open communication from the get-go. I think I always had faith that, all right, you know, they started with a very respectable first offer, and from there the communication between them and my agent was great, and they talked a lot, and there was no drama involved. And so for me, I think all those moments added up to be like, for me, I just had faith that it was going to get done and that these guys have my back and that they want to get something done relatively quick and smooth and all that. But then obviously last week we knew that we were at the number, and we just had to get a couple things figured out within the language of the contract and that it was going to be a go. And I just didn't know, you know, what day that was going to be or whatnot. And sure enough, we were golfing. My wife and I were golfing at the Olympic Club with Jake Brendel and his wife. And we got a text from my agent saying it's done and answered John Lynch's FaceTime. and so, yes, it was the late course. Yeah. So.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.